It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello there, everybody. On this
so the next
Friday.
Thing I know,
yeah,
I've given this monkey,
yeah,
like $20 in nickels.
Just because you wanted to see it, put it in its pocket and tip its hat.
So it would just sit there. It was dressed in a suit.
Sure.
And its head. And you would give it a coin. And it would take it, stick it in its pocket, and tip its hat.
Yeah. Like a grinder monkey's supposed to do.
Let's
it
just say.
Probably does it like really fast.
Well,
too,
listen.
Like.
Well, no, because when it did it really fast, because of the way we were hanging, it was like. It was very slow.
So you were chemically impaired at this point.
Probably, yes.
And not from alcohol.
Which is why I ended up giving the monkey $20 in nickels.
Yes, no, I get it.
You should have seen that monkey's pocket.
Oh,
it was hanging down to the ground.
Sure.
He looked like he looked like half a Dolly Parton.
Oh, my goodness. So you went and covered the Rockies today.
I did. It's just a long day. It is a long day. It won't be as nearly as long. And they look great. There's every reason to go to Rockies games.
Well, I'm encouraged. I was really impressed with Fridlin today. I am encouraged. I think everyone's probably a little on edge that the offense has been so anemic the first.
And I'm telling
four games.
You tomorrow they're probably going to lose. Clayton Kershaw's pitching tomorrow. And he was out there working out before the game.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's going to be John Gray against Clayton Kershaw.
Well,
which
hopefully John Gray can have a better outing than he did.
I think he will. We'll see. I mean, Clayton Kershaw doesn't like it here, but that's the thing you have to understand about baseball is the best team in history.
Mm-hmm.
The best team in history lost 50 games, 46 games.
Well, that's just the game of baseball. You're going to fail.
56.
Part of baseball is learning how to fail.
46 games they lost. 46 games.
It's learning how to fail. Like, if you succeed 3 out of 10 times
learning
when you're
at bat. Learning how to move past failure.
Right. Dealing with it. If you succeed 3 out of 10 times up at bat, you're making good money.
If you succeed 4 times out of 10.
You're a legend.
You're in a cryogenic freezer somewhere in Arizona.
Just your head. So, I mean, you're going to fail more often than you succeed most of the time in this game. And that's why it can be such a grind. It is such a different sport from all the others. I feel like I'm with a lot of other natives or fans of the Rockies where, one, I think we all understand that this is a big series, even though it's the second one in the season. We gotta show the Dodgers we're going to fight them this year. And two, it's like you've been in love before and then you get your heart broken. And so the next time it's harder to fall back in love. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, I don't know when I should allow myself to get really excited about this Rockies team. Because if I let myself just, you know, let's say they win tomorrow and they're 5-1 and then they go into San Diego and they take 2 out of 3 and suddenly they're 7-3 or 8-3. That's great, but it still feels too early to completely get on board and just be like, yes, this is the year. Because it's the Rockies, man. I got to wait 40 games. I got to wait 40 or 50 games before I can really get on this bandwagon. I know. I got to wait. You're not even listening, are you? You found something on Stumble. You're not even paying attention, are you? Okay, what is it? What is it?
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Yes.
Turns out the Energizer Bunny was arrested.
Oh, no.
No freaking way.
Yeah, they charged him with battery.
Okay, you know what? Get the music. It's Friday. I'm not going to stop him. Get the music. Hold on. Before you go. No. No. You get 1 minute. You get 1 minute to get this out of your system once the music starts. Alex, when are you ready?
Oh, no, he can't find it.
Just play anything silly.
A pessimist blood type is always B negative. Come on, man.
All right, you've got 1 minute. Yes, this is perfect.
Actually, you know what? Can I ask for a different one? Can you turn this off and can I ask for a different song?
Oh, my God. Now you're going to... What do you want?
Never mind. We'll play this one. Practice safe eating. Always use condiments. You know what a shotgun wedding is?
What?
A case of wife or death. He used to work at a blanket factory, but it folded. What? Come on, man. Our hangover is the wrath of grapes. Without geometry, life is pointless. Come on, man. A man's home is... What?
I'm not encouraging you. Go.
When two egotists meet, it's an eye for an eye. Come on, man. In democracy, your vote counts. In feudalism, your vote counts. Oh, in feudalism, your count votes.
Your count votes.
With her marriage, she got a new name and address. Do you know what happens when the clock's hungry? It goes back for seconds. Do you know those who jump off a Paris bridge are insane?
10 seconds.
Bakers trade bread recipes on a need-to-know basis. Santa's helpers are subordinate clauses. And acupuncture? It's a jab well done.
And that has been 1 minute of Darren doing bad jokes.
Whew, thank you.
Is that out of your system now?
Well, when an actress saw her first strands of gray hair, she thought she died. What?
You got a minute. Well, now finish it.
All right. Well, when an actress saw her first strands of gray hair, she thought she'd die. What? That's funny, man. Come on.
They were all terrible.
They're not all terrible.
They're all terrible. The only one that was even remotely clever.
I didn't say all of them.
The only one that was remotely clever was when it was The Insane.
That was a good one.
That was clever.
How about this one? I mean, these are a couple good ones. I didn't read them all. Well, I tried to go through them.
That's why you only get a minute.
A boiled egg is hard to beat. A boiled egg is hard to beat.
Hello, sports fans.
He had a photographic memory that was never developed. Once you've seen a shopping center, you've seen them all.
You know, we give you a minute. We give you a minute
so
you can
just... but I read all the worst ones.
These are terrible.
I am sorry, but I read all the worst
ones. They're all terrible. The worst ones.
I don't know how many years on this earth I got left. I'm going to get real weird with it.
Like this one. I missed this one. Does the name Pavlov ring a bell? That's science.
You know, it just hurts.
It's science.
It just hurts. These are terrible. I hate puns. Most of them aren't even clever.
Come on.
You've seen...
A case of wife or death? Come on, man. A case of wife or death?
No.
Shotgun wedding? Come on, that was a good one.
No. No, these just hurt. They're painful.
Can I give you the last one? You'll like it. You'll like it. I promise you'll like it. This is the last one. I promise you'll like it.
Okay.
A Freudian slip is when you say one thing, but mean your mother.
That's somewhat clever. There you go.
That's all I need, man. I just need acceptance. I just need acceptance that some of these are funny.
But they're not funny. None of them are funny. Some are clever. But these aren't funny. I personally have never found puns to be funny. I just find them.
Why don't you think?
It just seems annoying to me. Because I like wordplay, and I like the ones that are clever, but none of them make me laugh. You know what I mean? Like, none of them make me go, ha, 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 ha. Which would be weird because that's not how I laugh, but I've never found puns to be funny. We used to play with a guy at a theater.
What does play mean, man?
Perform.
See, this is the thing. Okay, so you perform improv.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
And we used to perform with a guy who owned a theater, and he just loved puns. And we're in the middle of doing a show, and he would just blurt out this pun. I'm like, it makes no sense.
Something like, I'd kill for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, see, that doesn't make sense. Especially if it had nothing to do with what we were doing on stage at that moment. So maybe that's, I just have never been a fan of puns. I like the clever ones, but none of them make me laugh. So that's why those segments just cut like 8 years off my life.
Mira, chamo. No, no preocupes, no es importante, porque es a Fiesta Friday.
Fiesta Friday!
Hoy es viernes! Hoy es viernes! Hoy es viernes. Hoy es viernes. Hoy es viernes. Hoy is viernes. Hoy is viernes. Today's Friday. Today's Friday.
In about 10 years, your child's going to be way more mature than you are right now.
God, I hope so. My God. Are you kidding?
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.